Proclamation number 6460 of 25th of January, 1956. Purification of soul particles. Demons. All substances within you still carry immature spiritual substances, both the material outer form, your body, as well as the soul, which is composed of innumerable soul particles. All these particles have passed through the creations of this earth for the purpose of maturing and have also purified themselves to a certain degree, otherwise they would not have been admitted to embodiment as a human being. But only a certain degree has been reached, which is still far from perfection. Now you should reach this perfection in earthly life. Your soul should leave earth completely purified, thus permeable to light, in order to be able to be accepted into the spiritual kingdom, where it can now constantly work in beatitude, permeated by light. I.e., the human being must bring everything soul-spiritual into order during his earthly life, which is divine law. What is immature is not yet in this order, it still surrounds the soul like a shell which denies the light access. But every soul is accompanied by a divine spark which calls for order, which would like to bring the still immature substances to final maturity and can do so if the human beings will give it the right to do so. I.e., a human being who wants to attain perfection knows that he is too weak on his own, that he needs to be offered assistance, and he seeks this from God. And God gives it to him through the Spirit by directly influencing the person who has entrusted himself to him, thus who has established the connection with him. This Spirit will always come to the fore when soul substances stir in a contrary order. When ungodly qualities want to express themselves which have not yet been completely conquered in the human being. When desires flare up or unkind thoughts arise. Then the human being is warned or admonished by the inner voice, which is always the expression of God through his Spirit. No human being enters this earth in a perfect state. Impure desires or impure impulses still cling to every soul which should be changed in earthly life, so that the human being will move more and more in divine order, so that his soul will purify itself and the divine spark in the human being will be able to spread more and more, so that the light of eternity will thus be able to fill and spiritualize the soul. But only if this is the human being's will to reach perfection and he surrenders himself to God, asking him to guide him to perfection. For all immature spiritual substances can also be stimulated by demons to enfold more and more, so that the soul's shell becomes ever more dense. But then the human being's will has not been turned towards God, instead it longs downwards. It longs for that which it had actually already overcome. His soul substances oppose divine order, they cause ever greater disorder and are therefore also easily influenced by the forces which want to prevent perfection, the return to God. The divine spiritual spark cannot express itself in such people. It cannot assert itself because its subtle voice is drowned out and because the human being's will itself determines which forces can work in the human being. But then the time on earth passes with negative results. Not only has the human being not achieved an upward change but the soul substances, which initially had already matured to a certain degree of maturity, have also lost this degree of maturity. They have fallen into a state which again requires a different process of maturing than the course on earth was. These souls, if they don't experience the sad fate of a new banishment, have to endure unspeakable torments in the kingdom of the beyond in order to reach the former degree of maturity again and then slowly ascend. Yet this is possible under far more difficult conditions than it was possible on Earth. On Earth, every soul can reach perfection if it wants to, for it is given the strength by God. Without its will, however, it accepts strength from God's adversary, and he does not want its perfection but its downfall. Amen.